This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on are the new Obamacare rules another step backward for low-wage workers. It isn't hard to understand the thinking behind the new IRS regulations to clarify the rules for employers who might be trying to hustle the margins on the Affordable Care Act and dump workers onto the system to save a couple of bucks. The problem is that the rules completely ignore the reality of lower-wage workers and the inadequacy of the ACA to provide them with basic health care in a flawed system dependent on shoring up private insurance companies. Here's why. The new rules say that employers cannot fulfill their obligations by transferring money to workers to assist them in enrolling in the marketplace by paying their premiums and cost sharing. The IRS has effectively determined that so-called employer payment plans make employer contributions taxable and do not qualify to prevent penalties for not providing employee health insurance. Part of this is based on an assumption it may hold true for large-scale legacy employers, but is non-existent in the service industry where so many lower-wage workers are employed. As Robert Pear writes in the Times, when employers provide coverage, their contributions, averaging more than $5,000 a year per employee, are not counted as taxable income to workers. But the Internal Revenue Service said employers could not meet their obligations under the health care law by simply reimbursing employees for some or all of their premium costs. As Local 100 of the United Labor Unions bargains with large regional and national health care companies on units with hundreds and thousands of workers, we grapple with this problem continuously. These employers offer health insurance, but historically the premiums have been so high for workers making less than, say, $12 an hour that participation was minimal, certainly less than 10% of the workforce and usually less than 3% of the workers, most of whom are confronting health issues, so we're willing to sacrifice paychecks for health coverage. Now companies have giant loopholes which allow them to qualify their plans by reducing the premiums to less than 9.5% of income, but putting no limits on the level of the deductibles, which are often ranging over $5,000 per year, effectively meaning that the workers in normal circumstances will be paying for so-called health insurance that will give them virtually no benefits. All of these workers would be better served by accessing the marketplace, and they would save money doing so because they would access subsidies and cost-sharing support. Because the Act in its current form is largely an insurance company support mechanism rather than a comprehensive healthcare alternative, we've been desperate to convince employers to work with us to find a solution that would cost them no more than they're willing to pay, but give workers real coverage. In state after state, where reimbursements for nursing homes, health care, and mental health retardation and other health support services have been frozen or cut, the companies aren't sitting on extra money, so they've been listening. But now the mountain has become even higher to climb. Oh, the new rules threw a scrap on the table for organizations like Local 100 and its partners, who've been determined to help people enroll in Obamacare. In a separate rule, the administration prohibits states from imposing onerous restrictions on insurance counselors who educate consumers and help them enroll in health plans. Under the rule, states cannot establish standards that impair the counselor's ability to help consumers or to perform other tasks required by federal law. So, states will not be able to block the work of navigators, though unfortunately, navigators will be forced to tell lower-wage workers that there are options are in many cases somewhere between bad and non-existent in service sector jobs. The IRS regulations are meant to prop up healthcare companies with more robust employer participation, but are presuming a workforce from the 1950s, not the dominant lower-wage service sector employment of the 21st century. This isn't going to end well for lower-wage workers and their families. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.